At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hello, friends, and welcome to The Masters, a tradition unlike any others. I'm Jim Nance. No, I'm not Jim Nance. I'm Randy Miller. And welcome into this weekend for the National Defense. Hey, listen, it is the Masters weekend, one of the all-time spectacular events in golf, and I thought it might be fun to look back. We've had the opportunity on this program to interview some great athletes in just about every field, including golf, so we're going to take a look back at some of these great interviews, some of the great conversations we've had only here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and I'm so excited to talk to this guy. What a fascinating individual. Chucky Okobe joins us here on the National Defense. Chucky, how are you?
Hey, every day above ground, it's a good day. I'm doing great. How are you?
So we got so much to get into here because you're a multifaceted individual. You've played professional football for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You were in a movie called American Pastoral, directed by Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor directed that. And you're also a mental performance coach. So there's a lot to unpack here, and I want to get started with your time at Purdue. You played football at Purdue, right?
Yes, sir. Boiler up.
Boiler up. And who was the other guy on your team there that we might know?
I mean, there was about 100 of us that you might know. I think his last name was Breeze.
Drew Breeze.
Yeah.
And so you started all 4 years and Drew only started three, right?
Yes. So do the math.
How was your time with Drew?
I'll tell you what, Drew Breeze, you know, all due respect to Tom Brady. No, but I've had an experience with Drew. I've known Drew since we were both 18 years old, and I watched him before anybody knew who he was. And everything he's done in his career, none of it's a surprise. And I truly believe he's the best there ever was, and I stand by that. And I learned a lot from watching the way he approached his job and his responsibilities even before we became professionals.
So and what position did you play in college?
I played center.
You played center. And were you drafted by the Steelers as a center?
Yeah, I was drafted by the Steelers as a center in the fifth round, 2001.
Well, I mean, to me, that is the most terrifying position on the football field. I mean, you got not only responsibility to with the ball, but there's a guy in your face that you got one hand on the ground.
Yeah, you got this, you know, 330-pound fire breather standing right over you, you know. One thing I'll say about football is every position's got its nuances and difficulties, and you can make the argument that they're all pretty scary, especially if you're playing against me, then your position is pretty scary.
The only other terrifying position on the field to me is the return guy. I mean, that takes, oh man, you gotta be very confident in your pants.
Yeah, you gotta, takes a different type of individual to return the punts and kicks. You know, but you gotta factor in the quarterback in that he's standing back there defenseless in some ways.
True.
So that could be a pretty terrifying position to be in if you're not, you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees level. So
in 2001, you drafted by the Steelers, and who were you hiking the ball to?
Well, when I first got there, we had Cordell Stewart, you know, and then Tommy Maddox in front. And then in my fourth year, it was when Ben Roethlisberger was drafted.
Okay.
So I played with Ben for 3 years, and that was an experience watching him come into the league and just light it up from the door.
Man, I got to tell you, too, I worked in Pittsburgh in radio for a few years. My wife is from Pittsburgh. I won her in a radio contest. We're still married. We're doing great. But I got to tell you, Pittsburgh is a cool town. And I remember, because I was a kid from Knoxville, Tennessee, when I got to Pittsburgh. And I didn't know, you know, I'd never been north. I'd never seen snow. And my experience in Pittsburgh, one of the best of my life, because everybody that you meet in Pittsburgh, if you say, how are you doing, get ready for a three-hour conversation. Right?
Yeah. yeah, for sure. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I was born in Pittsburgh.
Okay, so. All right. So you knew Primanti Brothers from way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, to me, I felt really fortunate being drafted by Pittsburgh.
And, yeah.
You know, I moved away from there when I was young, when I was about 10. And I always wanted to go home. That was something that, you know, was always heavy on my mind as I was growing up as a kid. And, you know, getting to go back as a Pittsburgh Steeler was, you know, more than icing on the cake. And, you know, one of the big things for anybody, you know, who goes into professional sports is a lot of times you end up going to a city that you don't know anything about.
Right.
And I had an advantage over my teammates that I was coming in with because I was at home from the door.
Right.
And that was really fortunate. I felt really blessed to be able to play for Pittsburgh, the team I've been cheering for as long as I can remember.
Well, and not only play for Pittsburgh, but getting a Super Bowl ring.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's it's pretty strong playing for Bill Cowher. And Bill Cowher, by the way, I got a little bone to pick with Bill Cowher that I talked about the last couple of weeks. I don't know what his bent against the Kansas City Chiefs is, but and I hate that he was right, but he just went the other way on us, and I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, well, you know, with Kansas City, you know, I'm not 100% versed on all of Coach Cowher's thoughts about Kansas City, but I'm going to presume that you're talking about last Sunday.
Well, no, actually, I'm talking about the last 3-4 weeks that he picked against, the only one who picked against the Chiefs. And he was finally right, but, you know,
I don't know. He knows a little bit. He knows a little bit. You know, he's been around the block. And the thing is, you know, when you think about the last couple of weeks of the season, the longer the season goes on, the more film I have of every single team. So it's like little by little, I'm getting more of a picture of where I believe their weaknesses are. And with so much strength, and, you know, you look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who before last Sunday, it seemed like this kid never loses.
Right.
And now we, you know, all of a sudden you realize that he's human, but he's not a machine. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Coach Cowher's always been good at pinpointing those kinds of things. And I can tell from playing and executing game plans under Coach Cowher in my own experience.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it, the one restoring the old train station, the one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker, the one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer, the one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
At the Home Depot, Spring Black Friday is here, and we've got 14 days of deals to transform your space. So what are you working on? How about a quick and stylish patio furniture update? And what's outdoor dining without a shiny new grill? Find a wide selection of grills under $300, like the Next Grill 4-burner for only $229 at the Home Depot. Then add a little ambiance with string lights. Shop 14 days of deals during Spring Black Friday, now through April 16th at the Home Depot.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, of course you know as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping our community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts, T-Mobile offers the best price for military and veteran families versus Verizon and AT&T. Beyond the savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment and how military families get the best price with T-Mobile.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We're talking to Chucky Akobi here on the National Defense. When did you get into acting? And what haven't you done?
Well, you know, acting is one of those things that it kind of just happens as a professional football player. There are opportunities to be in different commercials. So, you know, I was in commercials with GMC Trucks and ESPN, as well as Campbell's Chunky Soup, obviously. You know, that's a big one, especially back in the 2000s and 90s. So that's how I got into acting. And, you know, from there, it was just searching out other opportunities to elevate and more challenging roles. Not that I've, you know, done anything, you know, Academy Award winning, but, you know, it's definitely elevating from just playing a football player in a commercial. So, you know, that's really where I just took advantage of what I saw as an opportunity that a lot of people at that stage when I was in my 20s didn't necessarily, you know, just get that handed to them. But, you know, being on the Steelers definitely opened up some doors as far as, you know, acting and other and getting into the arts, if you will.
Well, hey, I want to go back to Pittsburgh for just a minute because it seems like everybody from the Pittsburgh Steelers is now in the Hall of Fame. And you played alongside Alan Faneca, just got voted in. And, man, you know, some talented, talented players that you played alongside there. And, you know, obviously the coaching is very important. I've always respected Bill Cowher as a coach, and I'm sure he has been offered billions of dollars to get back into coaching. Why do you think he got out of coaching?
Well, the thing is, from the outside, everybody can look at, you know, the glitz and the glamour of the NFL and believe that, you know, why wouldn't you want to be there? That would be my number one choice. And everyone can hypothesize as to what they would do in Coach Cowher's position. The thing is, there's more to life. There's more to who he is other than football.
Right.
And, you know, making the transition into broadcasting the way he has, he's found something that fits who he is today, right now.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just a matter of looking at life overall as opposed to just the, you know, the glory of winning Super Bowls and being the face of a franchise, if you will. And to me, he's at a different point in his journey that, you know, other people will always remember him in his time in Pittsburgh and in the NFL will always precede him. That's just not who he is today. So, you know, who the guy you see on CBS, that's who he is today. And, you know,
yeah, he does a great job. You know, and when I think about what you've been involved in your life, Chucky, you've had to have that strong mindset in all of these things. I mean, whether it's professional sports, acting, whatever you're doing. And so now as a mental performance coach, tell us what you do in that arena.
Well, my consulting and coaching company is called Basic Instruction Mind Mastery, and I'm an integrative psychology expert, keynote and motivational speaker. I'm also a mental performance coach and consultant for venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, and C-suite professionals. What I do really is I educate and empower leaders and companies to cultivate true work-life harmony and really achieve their ideal personal and professional life balance. And that, because I can tell you, you know, this way, the way that the things that I teach about and coach about were really huge for me on my way to the Super Bowl and reaching the pinnacle of success in my chosen profession way back when as a football player. Because really what it comes down to is all of us want to reach our potential in different areas of life, whether it be professionally, whether it be personally, whether it's in your family, your physical health, your relationship with your higher power. And so to me, when you talk about reaching the pinnacle of success in any area of life that you choose, that's what I call Super Bowl level success. It doesn't have to be football. It's just a matter of I've, you know, been privileged to achieve my specific desired results, especially in the professional arena.
Sure.
And so what I do is I help other people do the same thing, following the same basic instructions I did, you know, to find success in college and as a professional.
I can imagine during this pandemic, how much of your expertise is needed even more. In terms of kind of getting out of your own way. And I got to be honest with you, Chucky, the deep freeze has set in. You know, we're based in Kansas City, and the deep freeze has set in. And the first couple of days, I was okay. But I'm kind of where I was talking to my wife this morning about why can't we move somewhere today? And how do you kind of, I mean, give me a little something on that.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if you really realize this or not, but I'm right here in Kansas City dealing with all of this with you. So,
right.
You know, I can definitely relate to what you're saying. You know, it's one of those things where you think you go outside, it's negative. You know, I went to the gym this morning. It was negative 11 degrees this morning.
Yeah.
And you know, the air hurt my face, and I'm sitting here wondering to myself, why do I live somewhere where the air hurts my face?
Man, you sound just like me. I told my wife this morning, I said, you know, when they start describing your whatever weather, when they start describing your weather as dangerous.
Yeah.
You know.
It's tough. It's tough right now for everyone. But, you know, now all of a sudden here we are, you know, and the complaining about being in the house has stopped. Nobody wants to go outside.
Yes.
Nobody wants to go outside.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, I actually kind of take a cue from a guy that we talked about, Patrick Mahomes. His mindset, and he's got a great thing that stuck with me. He always says he controls the things that he can control. And that is a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is, when you talk about the pandemic and the challenges that everyone globally has dealt with, you know, as far as dealing with the mindset, you know, that particular line of thinking, it makes the most sense right now. And it's very easy to look at everything that's going on outside of ourselves.
Right.
And point to those things as the reasons why I feel the way I feel, the reasons why I can't, or the reasons why I'm not. But when you think about it the same way that Patrick Mahomes looks at his own particular circumstance, is that if you focus on the things you can control, then you'll feel as if you're in control of your situation. When I start to look outside of myself and say, I would really like it to be warmer than negative 10 degrees right now, and I start to, and I ruminate on that thought, if that becomes my focus, then I'm going to feel like I have no control.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just switch my focus to something that I can control and, you know, accept that there are things outside of myself, like the weather, like the pandemic, that I can't control, that's going to give me more balance internally as far as my mood and my energy. And so that's definitely the way. I mean, you really can't argue with his way of thinking.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It's time to embrace the suck once again.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Every stock market sell-off is different. The media will tell you it's the end of the world. Don't believe it. If you have an investment plan, you'll be just fine.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You know, it was a client, and he was it's the active staff sergeant in the Air Force and was having some issues with anger to the point where he almost killed, you know, put his hands around the throat of a subordinate and
wow.
You know, took him to the brink. And, you know, it's when you get to that point that you're having these kind of issues and the individual recognizes that, you know, this isn't okay. And especially when we're talking about negative emotions, anger, guilt, you know, fear, sorrow, things like that.
Right.
Those are nobody wants to feel like that. Nobody wants to be angry. So, you know, following, you know, mental and emotional release, which I've learned from Dr. Matt James and, you know, one of my mentors and teachers, you know, helping people to release these things and get rid of the stuff that's inside in your mind that you're not necessarily always conscious of. But for this individual, when you talk about some of the issues he'd been through in life prior to military service, because a lot of times the issues that are the presenting issues in the moment are not always what is there are not always what the root of the problem is.
Now that's interesting. So because a lot of veterans that we talk to on the program that suffer from post-traumatic stress relate that directly to their military service, but you're saying this could be something that happened before the military service.
Well, yeah, a lot of times the issues that we, you know, so this all goes back to integrative psychology and the way that the human mind works. Because a lot of times we look at our military service men and women as almost superheroes, because in a lot of ways they are heroes to us. It's just that, you know, before they go through the process of becoming a hero, they were just a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a psychological aspect to them that's no different than any civilian. And, you know, when you get into military service, a lot of it comes down to, you know, the culture and the way that the military needs to train these people in order for them to do the job. And so some of those things are kind of counterintuitive to us who are living civilian life and are doing the things that we're doing every day. It's just a totally different way of looking at things. You know, with mental and emotional release and the work that I do with basic instructions, you know, the basic instructions process does work in the context of military veterans who are having difficulty adjusting to civilian life, dealing with the emotional struggles of having been in the military. You know, and it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because one thing, as we know, the suicide rate among veterans is astronomical. And so it's about, you know, 18 veterans every day,
yep,
7,400 per year taking their own lives. And but one misconception that many of us civilians have is that it's having been in war or combat that
right.
leads to these suicides.
Right.
Of course, it can. However, studies have shown that most of the time that's not necessarily the case.
Well, and the other part of that is that it's not necessarily young guys. I mean, a lot of these suicides are attributed to Vietnam veterans. So you're exactly right about
yeah.
all of that. You know, and I love that you call this a mental boot camp that you offer, because we've talked about this on the show so many times, that there's a boot camp to train you to go into the military. There's no boot camp to train you to transition back to civilian life. And that's
well,
a lot
exactly.
of times, you know, where they get into trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly right. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, we human beings are at the top of the food chain. We're the most influential living organism on this planet because of our minds. Because if you look at human beings, we're pretty unremarkable next to other animals. We're not that fast. We can't fly. We can't breathe underwater. So what makes humans the most dominant force on this earth? It's our minds. But each one of us is walking around with the most powerful force, natural force on this planet. The thing is, nobody ever gave you the instructions as to how it works.
Right.
And so that's exactly, you know, behind why, you know, my process is called basic instructions, is that there's certain things that most people don't know. I would say 98% of the people on this planet don't know, including our military veterans. So when they're dealing with some of these internal issues, and especially the emotional issues, there, you know, and you come from a culture where, you know, you go into basic training and the empathy has been programmed out. Otherwise, because if I'm training a military soldier, I'm going to want to remove that whole empathy program
sure.
from their mind, because otherwise you can't kill. You can't
right.
do your job.
Right.
So, you know, all of a sudden they're coming out of the military and, you know, that excitement for life is lacking, you know, difficulty feeling and expressing love, things like that, you know. And then you have the challenge of, you know, not being comfortable asking for help or saying when you have a problem.
Right.
Because there's things that could be considered consequences. And from a military standpoint, I could completely understand. But, you know, if you say you're having problems emotionally and mentally, it could lead to you, you know, not being considered for promotions, you know, take away security clearance,
right,
taking away your weapon. You might lose your job. And so all of a sudden, you get conditioned to stay quiet about it. And that condition stays even after you leave the military. And that's part of the problem, is that people don't necessarily feel comfortable opening up and saying that they're having a problem.
And I'm going to bring this all the way back around. We're talking to Chucky Akobi here in the National Defense, to Pittsburgh, because you're in a very unique position as a professional football player talking to the military. We had Al Villanueva on the program last year.
Right.
And, you know, graduated from West Point. He served in the military. And there were so many things that he equated from football, professional football, to the military that are the same. Same kind of issues, same kind of don't know where you're going to be next, job security, all the things that you're talking about, Chucky. And you're right. So it makes perfect sense to me that you can take somebody from the military and help them resolve some of these problems. How do we find out more about basic instructions?
Yeah, basic instructions. Well, website basicinstructions.com. Got to make sure you put a S at the end of that, basicinstructions.com. Yeah, basicinstructions.com. You know, and then obviously, you know, your standard social media outlets, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, I share information across all four platforms, you know, all those platforms. And, you know, the biggest thing is for, you know, as far as the suicide rates, you know, that's something that I would say, you know, because I'm not a clinician, I'm not a therapist, you know, and that's one thing that's very unique about my process, is that it's, you know, not necessarily reliving traumas or telling the story over and over again. There's no need for that. So, you know, it's really just about those individuals who are having trouble and are afraid, I wouldn't say afraid, but maybe conditioned to not ask for help, to not say, hey, you know, I'm feeling sorrow because, you know, I witnessed what I witnessed when I was deployed, you know, or feeling, you know, helplessness because they're not quite sure what to do. It's just about knowing that there's somebody, there's some place you can go and say, hey, I'm having a problem, and this person's not going, you know, there's no threat of being, and there's no consequences, there's no judgment, there's none of that, and you don't even have to tell your story completely. You only tell as much as you feel necessary. And so that's a big part about, you know, my process, because the way I see it is, like, you know, therapists and clinicians are very good and very important. As a matter of fact, the clinicians are able to deal with problems above my skill set. What I will say is this, is different types of help, medical help. So it's like the difference between going to the emergency room or going to your primary care physician. You're going to get medical help in both places, but it's totally different. And so, like, to me, you know, I always see, you know, talk therapy and clinicians is more like going to your PCP. Whereas what I do is more like going to the ER. Like, I'm not really concerned about the story as much. It's just that, you know, right now this person's in pain, and let's just get rid of this pain.
So you're the triage guy.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, what's the problem? Let's get to the root of it and extract that root so that you can get back to feeling in control of your emotions and your mindset and move forward in your life, knowing that, you know, your time in the military was just one chapter of your life, and now there's a lot more life to live. So, you know, it's about relearning some of the natural mental and emotional functions that we as human beings are inherently wired with.
And it sounds like, Chucky, that you kind of get people to the point to take that next step, whether that be a clinician or a therapist or just to move on with their life. And it sounds also, the thing that I hear from you is that you really tailor this very specifically to the individual, which I can appreciate. And I wish it's been fascinating talking to you. It's really been an honor, and I appreciate everything that you are doing. If you go to basicinstructions.com, you can find more about about the work that Chucky's been up to. But, man, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and, you know, I look forward to any opportunity to connect with you again. And
I would love it. I'd like to, in fact, I'd love to have you on, and let's just talk about the work that you do with these Fortune 100 executives. I'd love to hear about that, too.
Yeah, we can get deep into that one for sure.
Thank you, Chuck. You listen, you're always going to listen to advice from a guy with a Super Bowl ring. That's what I can tell you right now. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
At the Home Depot, Spring Black Friday is here, and we've got 14 days of deals to transform your space. So what are you working on? How about a quick and stylish patio furniture update? And what's outdoor dining without a shiny new grill? Find a wide selection of grills under $300, like the Next Grill 4-burner for only $229 at the Home Depot. Then add a little ambiance with string lights. Shop 14 days of deals during Spring Black Friday, now through April 16th at the Home Depot.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love: walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Yeah, especially with the transition from AAA to the big leagues, I lost count.
Yeah, I'll bet. And so, you know, obviously you have a great respect for the military. You went to the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, two of the most gratifying and best years of my life.
I was going to say, talk about that experience a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was really all I wanted to do when I was in high school, was kind of wanted to use baseball as a means to you know, to get a really good education and have a cool, you know, career after I graduated from college. And so I visited the Air Force Academy, visited the Naval Academy. And those were really the two schools that I was choosing between. Obviously chose the Air Force Academy, and those 2 years were, I mean, just two unbelievable years in terms of the development I made as a human being, the relationships that I formed and everything I learned. You can't replace that anywhere else.
That's so cool. We're talking to Paul Skeens here in the National Defense, Pittsburgh Pirates rookie ace. Yeah, I'd say you did okay. And then you went to LSU. You won National Pitcher of the Year Award, the Dick Howser Trophy, which obviously we know a lot about here in Kansas City. 2023 College World Series, LSU won, and you were named the College World Series Most Outstanding Player, got picked number one in the draft by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Congratulations on a great, successful college career for sure, and a great start in the bigs.
Yeah, thank you. It was a fun college career, obviously getting the best of both worlds, I think. You know, winning a national championship, but also having that that development for 2 years at the Air Force Academy. Those I wouldn't have done it any differently. Glad to be where I am right now, and I wouldn't have done that without either of the places that I went to in college.
Hey, what about Pittsburgh? I worked in radio in Pittsburgh many years ago, but I stole one of their women when I left. And Pittsburgh, to me, I was there for 3 years, and man, it was just such a cool town. I loved it because of the people. Are you experiencing that?
Oh, absolutely. Great town. Great city, great people. Our fans are awesome. And it's cool because, you know, we're just sports fans. You can tell it with the Steelers and the Penguins. And then obviously we're the only ones in season right now. It's cool to have, you know, people showing up to the field and, you know, excited for baseball. The support that we're getting throughout the city, it's a really cool, you know, cool dynamic.
I mean, you have like set the town on fire. They show up, they're wearing these fake bucko stashes, right?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, and even there's a chain of restaurants there called Eaton Park, and they've come out with a cookie that has a bucko stash smiley cookie, and it's got a mustache on it. I mean, that's got to be crazy.
I've heard of Eaton Park. I've never been there. And I saw that, and that's kind of humbling to, you know, to see that. It was a surprise for me to see that in the first place. Yeah, it's cool to see the support.
Does your mustache have its own website?
It might. I don't know. if it does, I was the one who started it, but I have no idea.
Oh, that's so cool, man. And you say the arm is good. What is your top speed for your fastball? I saw 102.
Yeah, I think that's about it. That's all I got right now.
Yeah, well, that should probably do the trick, I guess. it's so cool that you're doing this for the Gary Sinise Foundation. Are there other veterans in your family?
I have two uncles who went to the Naval Academy, and then one is in the Coast Guard right now teaching. Actually, he just finished up teaching at the Coast Guard Academy, and he's moving to Honolulu, which is not the worst place for an assignment. I bet. And then they're, you know, I have grandparents and great grandparents and that kind of thing that were in the military also down the line.
Oh, that's cool. We're talking to Paul Skeens here on the National Defense. And, of course, now, as famous as you are in Pittsburgh and everywhere, your girlfriend also, LSU gymnast, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Libby Dunn, is equally known and has like 5 billion Instagram followers. Are you guys, can you even go out in public?
Yeah, we can. And I think the nice thing about Pittsburgh fans is like it's almost – it was cool for me to see because they're like professional fans. If that makes any sense,
it absolutely does. And they're very fickle.
Yeah. They have some feel.
Yeah.
We're going out. So they don't, you know, usually we don't get bothered too much. Occasional, you know, we went out to dinner the other night and there were, you know, some folks that were, you know, tapping me on the shoulder, tapping her on the shoulder on the way out,
right.
And, you know, saying welcome to Pittsburgh, that kind of thing, which is, it's cool to be welcomed like that. It's also nice to, you know, go to dinner and be able to enjoy ourselves. But I think that's just how the people in Pittsburgh are. I think they get it.
Yeah, it's funny. And, you know, we're based here in Kansas City. And I remember when Patrick Mahomes first came on the scene, same kind of deal, same kind of vibe. And he commented a few times on, you know, how the fans gave him the space, but also respected him and kind of let him do his own thing. So Pittsburgh is a city like that. And I can remember sitting in the stands of a Steelers game and, you know, they're cheering for the head coach 1 minute and they're wanting to get rid of him the next. And that's just kind of how it is there, right?
A little bit. but yeah, I mean, if you're winning, then it all takes care of itself.
You're right. Absolutely. We're talking to Paul Skeens here on the National Defense. Paul, we do a regular segment called Got Your Six. It's 6 rapid fire questions for Paul Skeens. Are you ready?
Yeah, you got it.
Does Libby ever sport a fake bucko stash herself?
No, okay. Never.
what's your favorite sandwich at Primanti Brothers?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think the only time I've ever had it is when it's been catered.
Legendary place.
What's on the menu there.
So good. Is the rookie hazing worse at the Air Force Academy or with the Pirates?
I think at the Air Force Academy, the nature of it is more, you know, get on the ground and do push-ups and sit-ups and that kind of thing. And, yeah, so that's not a thing here. So I would definitely say it at the Air Force Academy.
Yeah, I'll bet so. What is the favorite bobblehead you own?
Oh, I got a bobblehead of my dog.
I got a bobblehead of my dog. What kind of dog do you have?
I have an English retriever.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. Is it a boy or girl?
Girl.
And what's her name?
Rue. Yeah, she actually just turned a year old about 3 days ago.
Oh, that's cool, man. What has been your favorite walk-up song?
Oh, other than mine?
No, I mean yours. What's yours?
It's Q Country Roads by Charles Wesley Godwin. I really like it, man. I like listening to it. I got to keep myself from singing to it sometimes. But on our team, I really like Connor Joe's. I couldn't tell you what the name of the song is, but it's kind of it's a good vibe. Matches his personality. Just some, I don't even know.
Country?
Nobody's singing. No, it's just, I don't even know what instrument it is. Some guy playing the instrument.
Tell me about a bad walk-up. I've heard some bad walk-up songs before.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of know it when you hear it. I'm not going to call anybody out for it. But, and I don't think anyone on our team has a bad walk-up, but we'll go somewhere else and we just, you know, look at each other in the dugout.
Yeah, right, right.
There's a bad walk-up.
Well, speaking of songs, can you sing the LSU fight song?
No, I can't. the nice thing is they put the words up on there at the football games and that kind of thing, so.
Do you even know what the name it is? The name of it?
No,
it's pretty basic. It's fight for LSU.
Yeah, I was going to guess LSU fight.
That's pretty good.
That makes sense too.
Hey, Paul, man, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Continued great success. Thank you so much for what you're doing for veterans through the Gary Sinise Foundation. And I would encourage everybody to check that out.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I'm just hoping we can get as many eyes on it as possible.
Well, everybody's hoping that, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Paul. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical